A half million Alaskans are receiving almost $3,300 in their bank accounts today, thanks to direct deposits of their permanent fund dividend checks and energy relief payments. Paper checks will be mailed out beginning September 30th. The payout is a record this year, and now a group has started a fund to allow Alaskans to contribute a portion of their checks to help rural residents deal with staggering fuel costs in remote communities. The Energy Assistance Program will be administered through the United Way, and donated funds will go to Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, or AVEC, officials who will help co-op members unable to pay or falling behind on their heating and electricity bills. Fund organizer Nils Andreasen says they wanted a system that was easy.
We didn't want to set up another program or agency or process. We wanted to be able to take advantage of something that was in place that would be very effective and quick, really. So with United Way, we volunteered to act as the fiscal agent. Any money that comes to them direct to the Energy Assistance Fund will just pass through directly to AVEC, who's able to get it out to people who need it.
Andreasen says all Alaskans are facing higher fuel expenses, but the state's extra energy payment is critical for Alaskans in remote communities who are seeing as much as 40% of their income eaten up by fuel expense. He says recent fuel cost studies have identified communities with the highest prices, and AVEC will assist those residents with the funds. Donations are tax deductible. Andreasen hosts a monthly Anchorage Knowledge Industry Network meeting, and he says last month members had a discussion about the energy cost problem and what they could do to help.
Immediately, people were talking about doing a work exchange, getting young professionals here in Anchorage out to rural Alaska to better understand the needs. There's a general commitment to engaging in the state's issues and with each other and doing our best to move forward around these things.
The program will not just assist rural Alaskans, although 70% of the funds will go to village communities, 30% will be given to needy families in Anchorage through existing needs-based programs. Andreasen says so far the response has been great, and he thinks it's an excellent example of Alaskans helping Alaskans.
And I hope that that's how many people see it, as one opportunity for them to take advantage of to help their neighbors and help their neighbors across the state.
A letter from Andreasen and other supporters that explains the concept and the address to mail donations to the United Way of Anchorage is at our website, aprn.org.